Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 7th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents, December wheat up 3.5 cents, and November beans up 10.75 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar steady, crude oil up 16, gold and silver just slightly mixed. We did have an export sale this morning, 264 beans to unknown, 220 to China. So that's 484 beans out the door. Most likely that's all China. So I think this buying the last couple of days has certainly been the Chinese. We talked about it in my email last night that I thought we would see an announcement today, and we did get it. Could it be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact? I think it's certainly possible here. We had a pretty wide range in the beans overnight, nickel range in the corn. So I think maybe the pros would be looking to sell a little bit of a rally here. We've got plenty of rains moving into the Midwest. Kansas, Nebraska got hit with rains. Wisconsin, Minnesota's getting hit. Illinois is going to get hit with rains today. Question is, are we adding to the bean production numbers, or are we creating some more disease problems out here? I think it's kind of a wash. Where it's bad and we'll see some flooding, certainly disease is more of an issue. But rains can help this crop finish off in a big way. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out there. But what isn't mixed is this unyielding demand from China for our beans, and I believe our corn as well. So for the moment, we're the game in town. So if you want grain, corn or beans anyway, you got to get it from us. The wheat continues to suffer from the Russian wheat being the cheapest wheat out there, no export tax, and plenty of wheat to sell. So that's been kind of the dog. The question is, can we get something either technical or fundamental to get the funds to cover short wheat and short corn before we really get into the brunt of harvest out here? They're short about 150,000-160,000 corn. They're short about 110,000 wheat. So hopefully we could see something that could get them to cover some of their shorts in here, get a rally, give us an opportunity to get something sold before we really get into the harvest out here. Harvest reports continue to be mixed. Beans generally pretty good, but the corn, there's certainly some issues out there. Again, I find it hard to believe that we're going to be able to meet the government number of 175 out here. So that's about it. We'll see if we can hold a rally here today. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.